Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Former Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner heads to federal court this afternoon to find out whether he's going to prison, and if so, for how long. A federal jury convicted him last October of accepting a bribe from a Boston developer and knowingly making false statements to FBI investigators. Today, the government will ask the judge to send him to jail for at least 33 months. They argue Turner has earned the stiffer sentence because of his behavior since his conviction. WBUR's David Boeri explains.
Chuck Turner has never stopped proclaiming that he's the victim of a witch hunt. To his supporters outside City Hall, outside the courthouse, to his fellow councilors who voted to expel him, to everyone who would listen, and to those who didn't want to.
What I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, is that conviction was rotten.
He said he was the victim of a widespread, top-to-bottom FBI Department of Justice conspiracy to shut him up, because he's a black agent for change.
We know that this city will only have integrity when the working class people of all races come together.
Now comes sentencing, and the federal prosecutors are telling the judge it's time for Turner to pay the piper. They argue that since his conviction in October, Turner has falsely promoted distrust of federal and local law enforcement, the criminal process, this court, and the jury. And Turner's incendiary campaign, the prosecutors say, shows no acceptance of responsibility, a key factor that judges may consider in sentencing a defendant. But defense attorney Harvey Silverglade, who has no connection to the case, is a persistent critic of the Department of Justice, and he says federal prosecutors are overreaching once again.
It is your constitutional right to plead not guilty. What the government is doing in this sentencing memorandum is suggesting that Turner, for insisting that he is not guilty, should be punished extra severely. That's highly improper.
At his trial, Turner took the stand in his own defense, against the advice of his attorney. He testified that he couldn't remember, didn't recall his meeting with a cooperating witness, who allegedly gave him a $1,000 bribe. Turner's testimony was considered a disaster that led to his conviction. Prosecutors call it perjury, and they want the judge to punish and thereby condemn Turner's contempt for the court as an institution. Again, defense attorney Harvey Silverglade.
Well, the government claims it was perjury. However, it is perfectly understandable how somebody like Turner, who sees in some days dozens of people, would not remember seeing Wilburn.
Ron Wilburn, is the cooperating witness who was seen passing something green, presumed to be money, to Turner on a video he secretly recorded for the FBI in 2007. By accusing him now of perjury at the trial, the government is trying to get the judge to increase Turner's sentence. But did Turner make false statements knowingly, as the prosecution alleges when he testified he had no memory of meeting the witness, let alone taking the money? Did he do so with specific intent to obstruct justice?
And that's the problem.
Attorney Harvey Silverglade.
He would be punished for simply not being able to recall. It really is an outrageous penalty for testifying at one's own trial.
Turner isn't going quietly into the night, even though the government says the prison sentence should fall between 33 and 41 months. Turner's taken every advantage of proclaiming his message, even as his defense team asks the judge to sentence him to supervised probation without prison time. Turner is suggesting the FBI has a program to, quote, target and eliminate black officials. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.